This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six past the hour on the DJV program. Hello, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The idea here is that we are enlightened. Hopefully we are enlightened, and that's why you listen to us, because we have some enlightenment. And I would like to think that we treat our audience as if they are enlightened as well. And I don't mean enlightened about everything. We just... Jay and Victoria and I are just trying to figure out how to schedule a ride on Uber for me, because I have to go to Houston on Friday and I need an Uber ride or some kind
of
a ride.
Uber from Massachusetts to
Houston?
No. Oh.
But that's what it wants to. It's interesting you say that, because that's what it wants me to do. It keeps kicking out the airport, the George Bush Airport in Houston, and putting in my home address. Okay, we're going to pick you up on Friday at 9 o'clock when you get into, you're going to start from Framingham at 9 o'clock Friday night, and then it shows 2 days.
Yeah, how come you're not going to just get an Uber when you get there?
Because I want to make sure it's there, and I'm not comfortable any time I've tried to find an Uber, for example, going to LAX, when I needed a ride from Uber or from the airport to the house. It was very difficult to find and Uber, especially when they redid all of the stuff that they did.
Because what if your flight's delayed or they're not going to wait for you. I think you should get an ExecuCar and pony up a little bit of cash. Get the ExecuCar to meet you at the airport with your name, Stefan, on a sign, and then go get yourself a ride home or wherever you're going.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, Jennifer. Thank you.
Because they'll wait for your flight. When you book the Uber in advance, they give you an hour for your flight to be, delayed or whatever.
Oh, well,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, it is part of the Uber book in advance feature. But, apparently he can't schedule it, so I'm not sure what happened.
Apparently. I like that. Like, I'm a third end to the party of conversation. Victoria says, apparently, he...
Well, sometimes Jen and I have to talk about you like you're the patient, and so we have to consult.
Yeah, well, there's an element of that. Yes, okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are having trouble, if Fancy Nancy is listening, you know exactly what I'm going through, and so do others who have...
She has a flip phone. She wouldn't even begin to know where to start.
Good for her. Yeah. I like her more all the time. I have a flip phone that I use for my phone conversations. The iPhone I use for information when I'm on the road, keeping up with the email and social media and things that come that are text, but I don't use the phone much. Anyway, so there we have another exciting way for you to get into the conversation. And yeah, I think most people who are listening are enlightened. So when we talk about COVID and these various things, there seem to be, it's been up and down over the last week or two as to how much time we had to spend talking about what's new with COVID and all the stories that are related. I thought it was interesting. The Cleveland Clinic yesterday has released the study showing that most of the patients, who have been hospitalized with COVID between the 1st of January this year and April were not fully vaccinated. I don't think there's anything surprising about that. Do you think, ladies, there's something?
I think the surprise was that it's 99.75%. That's a huge number. And the reason that number...
It tells you the vaccine works, I guess, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And that's what I get out of it.
What it means is, and this number, 99.75, was trending yesterday, and I was like, what does that number mean? I clicked on it, and it was this. And it's good news, because essentially what this means is, if you get the vaccine, then you've got, between 95% for Pfizer, 94% with Moderna, you will not end up in the hospital. You might get COVID.
But I can hear a lot of people
not know that you
who don't want to get the shots. People who don't want to get this, don't believe any of this stuff. Say, that's just propaganda. Cleveland Clinic is in the hip. Well, I don't go to Cleveland Clinic. I go to an alternative person for all my health needs.
Well, okay, then that's fine, but, this is the study that the Cleveland Clinic has done not only on their own patients, but they also looked at 47,000 Cleveland Clinic employees, and they looked at people who had one shot, two shots, and no shots. And they also found that 99.7% of the employees who got coronavirus were not vaccinated. 0.3% were fully vaccinated but didn't end up in the hospital and didn't really have, you know, have any symptoms. So it just kind of shows you, if you don't want to end up in the hospital, get a vaccine. It's pretty simple.
All right, let's go to India, where doctors are warning against using cow poop as a cure for COVID. Everything over there has to do with cows and cow poop and gas. But there's
like
a,
your
not,
jam. Like, that's your country.
Yeah. Well, I do love cows. They are sacred to me. But
they
I'm
have
not
cow
use
shelters, it. Apparently.
Yes, they do.
I didn't
they
even know that. You can just go and visit them. And
yeah, I wouldn't put cow poop on my body. At least not purposely. I get a lot of it
I
on my body.
Have.
Around cows, yeah. But I didn't put it there purposely. Anyway, the doctors there say there's no proof it boosts immunity. Well, I'm not so sure I'd agree with that. I think it has helped my immune system being around the farm, being around cow poop, being around dirt in general. I think
well,
that's
no,
one of the reasons.
There's no proof that it boosts immunity or helps with COVID.
Well,
I do agree with you.
Your
I think,
immune
I think
system
it,
is your immune system, period. You know, it works. It doesn't. There isn't a part of your immune system that tries to stall off COVID. Your immune system works on everything or nothing in your body. It isn't, like, selective. It
right,
works on.
They have people who are trying to, they're trying to smear, you know, cow poop
no,
on
I get
themselves
it. Yeah,
to
yeah,
cure
I get that.
COVID
yeah,
or prevent it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's a great
hugging
point.
A cow might be a better way of doing it, if you will. But a lot of people are dying in India, and the government there is, as one might expect in a country like that, is pretty benign or pretty helpless when it comes to this sort of stuff. So they're depending on other people, other countries, to help them out. And they're also depending a lot on the Gates Foundation, you know, groups like that to get the COVID shots around. But there have been a lot of people that have died very recently. And they don't have the sophisticated hospitals that we have, sophisticated medical supplies, sophisticated doctor, you know, in certain cities they have, because a lot of people that have been educated elsewhere, a lot of Indians are educated in France and in England and in America, and they go back, and so they have something, they have that enlightenment that we were talking about earlier, but if you're not enlightened, then, you know, where do you go from there? I guess that's the question. Haven't we limited travel to India from America and,
yeah.
and to from India to America?
Yeah.
I think we have, yeah. And that makes sense. The coach of the Yankees has tested positive for COVID. Why is this a breakthrough case?
Because he's fully vaccinated with J&J. He's the third base coach. And so that was kind of...
Baseball also hasn't had any outbreaks, really, for the most part since the season started. The Washington Nationals, I think, started the season with a COVID outbreak, but I don't think that there has been one since. So they've been doing a pretty good job maintaining that.
Well, they have
that.
An 85%. MLB put together a rule that you could relax the restrictions of, you know, wearing masks all the time when you're with each other and testing and all that if 85% of the team in the organization is fully vaccinated. And so the reason that this made headlines is because the Yankees are over the 85% mark of being vaccinated. So it looks like this could be one of those, you know, J&J, what the percentage is, you know, 75% or whatever protection.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke through. That's why they call them the breakthrough cases.
Yeah.
So even if you're fully vaccinated, some people still can get it. I don't think that he's in any sort of, you know, dire straits.
That'll get played up, Victoria. That'll get played up, and people say, look, so I got the vaccine, and this guy got sick. Why should I bother to get a shot? Yeah, I can hear that.
I mean, it's an argument that a lot of people are trying to make, but the numbers are really not on your side if that's an argument you're trying to make. Breakthrough cases are expected. That's written in all the original...
Well, they say it's not perfect. It's 95%.
Yeah.
Right. Or whatever it is.
I wonder
that
how
good
it helps
Johnson
their argument. Because one of the things that has been kind of bubbling under and was before the season started anyway is that a lot of the players didn't want to take the vaccine because they're young, they're healthy, they want to keep their game intact, they don't want to mess anything up. So a lot of them were very slow to want to take the vaccine. There are very few teams who I think have reached that marker from Major League Baseball. So I wonder if this does anything to that effort by baseball.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Well, and do they know if this is one of the new variants?
Even better question.
They didn't give enough information on that, but I don't know.
Hard to know.
Yeah, I mean, they can test and they can identify. If you test positive, they can identify which variant you have. But you know, most likely it's probably the UK variant. That's the one that's the most prevalent right now in all states.
With all this scare talk, the bottom line is that what we were talking about maybe a month or two or three ago, with the concern for perhaps a fourth wave of COVID, that hasn't happened for whatever reason. Even with people who haven't been vaccinated, there are a lot of hospitalizations, but not as many as one would have predicted if you were worried, thinking the fourth wave was going to be as bad as the first wave. And it isn't. So, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't get a
second wave was worse than the first.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when you look at, like, the way the charts have gone, I think the fourth wave, I think that the concern about that is that it's that not right now. Right now the numbers are going down very quickly.
Yeah.
But it's coming up this fall. If everyone needs a booster after 6 to 8 months, that's going to hit September, October, November, and that's where the uncertainty lies.
Yeah, it's not over by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
So I thought it was interesting that New Yorkers, being New Yorkers, are griping about the new fee. What are our restaurants charging?
I don't know if this is a new thing, or I mean, it's new for
COVID
New York, but
fee.
Yeah, it's a COVID surcharge. It can be up to 10% on top of your restaurant bill. And so this was something that New York had started. De Blasio okayed this because restaurants really needed to make up for, you know, the lost business. I don't know, Jen. Is this happening in L.A. too? Is there a COVID surcharge?
I haven't
surcharge?
Heard about it. No, I haven't heard anything like that. I think so many people are just trying to get customers back in their restaurants that I don't know that they're trying to
tell
people to stay home.
Vaccinate youngsters, 12 to 15 year olds, if you're going to the beach this summer or you're going to camp, maybe that's a way of keeping it from getting into the position you were talking about, Victoria, like another phase two, and see where all that goes. So it isn't over, but these stories are a little bit, I think, to a lot better than they were here, at least in America. But those of you traveling overseas, you may have a different riff, especially if you're going to Europe, where there still are tons of problems with this. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Trending time, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Okay, a quick comment, something that Victoria and I were talking about earlier, the number of people, big outfits that are quitting Facebook over the comments. Starbucks is the latest, apparently, but Elon Musk opted out a year or two ago. There are other companies who are just sick of posting things and then getting themselves lambasted for doing things because they may have done something nice for a group, whether it's Black Lives Matter or the gay community, whatever it is. And frankly, I'm getting kind of sick of it too. I post regularly on Facebook, usually put something new every day on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, but it never has anything to do with politics, hasn't got anything to do with anything other than stuff that's good, fun, positive, animal stories, family stories, that kind of stuff. Because that's what I want to see from you. I want to know that. I don't need somebody to tell me what to think. And so I see all of this stuff, Jay, and I wonder how many people are reacting in general to the move by outfits like Starbucks and Tesla to just exit stage left because they're fed up with it.
Well, and to touch on a comment you just said, you don't want them telling you what to think. I think a lot of times people forget that when somebody posts something, we're saying our own opinions. We're not saying this has to be your opinion, too, but it's
right.
Taken that
but
way.
Some
so,
of it's nasty,
so much is
though.
Taken very literally.
Yeah, but some of it's really nasty, don't you think? Really, when you get right down to it, it's just body shaming from people. It's just,
and the name calling. All of the number of adults that have just so willingly name call.
Well, they're chickens
because
they never identify themselves. They're just, cowards.
And I feel like we're all. We're all above that. We can have legitimate arguments and stand our ground and say what our platforms are, what our values, our belief systems are, without throwing in the name calling. And that's across the board.
Don't you think on social media, though, it's like because there is an anonymity to it, that people just, there's like a contest to how to be worse than the other person. I mean, it's like, it's just a constant level of snark. I don't know.
It supports the worst in humanity.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It does. Yeah.
I try really hard. Like, I use my platforms for different things. Twitter is where I'm more political. Facebook is more for, like, my family and friends. Instagram is just whatever Instagram is. Even though I like it, I probably don't use it in the right way. But when I do, like, politics on Twitter, I make snarky comments, but I really try not to make them directed at certain individuals. It's, I really do try to make it more about ideas and about ideology I might disagree with, but that's a concerted effort. I'm sure sometimes I fail. There are not a lot of people who, you know, you're garbage, you're this, you're that. It's like,
yeah.
It's just, exactly. It, instead of articulating why you think that, it's always about the name calling or who can cut people down the deepest. It's really strange.
Yes, and if people were face to face, there would be more hesitation than to go all
out. Yeah.
Online, 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 it's everybody so quick.
Say it to my face.
Yeah, right, exactly. I dare you to come up and say that to my face there, pal. Okay, so Demi Lovato is trending. I see Jay getting a a television show about UFOs.
Heck,
who was it that started a? We do this Your Hidden Power show, a podcast and a program every week. And I remember there was a singer or something that decided to do a podcast and get a lot of attention, sort of doing the same thing that I'm doing with Your Hidden Power. Who was that? Do you remember? Who started? It was a lot about UFOs and
the
mind.
That's the guy from Blink-182, I think. I think you're thinking. Yeah. Tom DeLonge.
Who was
Tom DeLonge.
No, it was
Jack
a singer. No, there was a singer, a pop singer, who started this, and I'll look at it while you tell us what's going on with Demi Lovato. What's she doing?
Yeah, so her show is going to be called Unidentified with Demi Lovato, and it's herself, her friend, and her older sister visiting UFO hotspots and investigating different eyewitness accounts, and they want to uncover secret government reports.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Where
is it airing?
No premiere date yet.
Oh, okay.
Unidentified with Demi Lovato. There's something to look forward to. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercising your pets when they get into those senior years. You know, as your dog or cats head into those senior years or golden years, they may not be able to run as fast or jump as high or have the stamina that they once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for pet guardians to understand their dogs and cats' limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. It's important to make sure you exercise your dog according to their level of ability. So start out gradually. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can be due to decreased heart function as well. So if you notice that your dog isn't comfortable exercising, it's probably a good idea to have him checked by a vet. Exercise is just as important for our senior pets as it is for our senior humans. So go ahead, take that stroll. Maybe not a run, just that stroll. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by President Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of 2 fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nichols was arrested and charged with 2 counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says the cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
In a recent conversation, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
At least 67 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have been killed in fighting between Israel's military and Hamas since Monday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2021 inductees Wednesday, celebrating the most diverse list of inductees in the history of the organization. In the performer category, going in, Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. In the Musical Excellence Award, that's going to be going to LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads. To be eligible for induction into the Hall, the band's first commercial recording must drop 25 years prior to the year of nomination. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Local, statewide, national, international, it's all the focus of our conversation here on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. And Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn, happy to have you along. We're here trying to figure it all out. Sometimes we're more successful than others. I'm pretty confident that we have our best intentions and we are our brains are in gear before we put our mouths in motion, unless I've had some Benadryl and then all bets are off. Other than that,
let's hope that never happens again.
Yeah, well, it won't. I went into the drugstore and I got something yesterday and I forgot all about it. I wanted to go get Claritin because it seems to me I've tried that in the past and it has done okay. It's dried me up, but it didn't make me goofy like taking Benadryl did. I was actually quite surprised that the Benadryl made me as goofy as it did. I mean, goofy.
So were we. We were also surprised. We found out live on the air.
Yeah, right. It was a little goofy stuff. Yeah, listen, we all have this year is, and I remember saying this last year and the year before that, that the season that we're in, which is full of beauty and love, it's wonderful to see the blue sky that I see outside. All the trees are almost all fully bloomed now, but the pollen in the air, the stuff that we all develop allergies to, it would seem, I guess worse and worse.
So I've decided to try to do something, but Benadryl is apparently not the answer. All right, Victoria.
Yes.
The prosecutors in Atlanta are going after Robert Long, who was the guy that shot up the place, killed eight people at, you know, the Asian women at the spa. So what's the story with that now?
Well, Robert Long is 22, and prosecutors have unveiled murder charges for him. There are two separate cases, essentially. They unveiled the charges, murder charges. They're seeking the death penalty in the first case where four of the women were killed. Then there's a second case that the grand jury is going to have to take a look at. I don't know why they're separated into two cases, but it looks like the charges will kind of all be on par.
I think it's federal and state, isn't it? State charges and federal charges are the hate crimes, I think, is what they're going
after. So the prosecutor filed saying that she has plans to seek hate crime charges and as well as death penalty as the death penalty. But the thing with this new Georgia law that got signed last year, you can only go for hate crime charges after the person has been convicted of an underlying crime. So if you're convicted for murder, then the second round they go after is the hate crime,
which would carry
an additional penalty.
A murder and they sentence you to death. What's the point of the second trial?
Well,
you
would get additional charges and additional penalties.
Yeah, but what, the death?
Well, if you negotiate your way,
but then in addition to that, you got to spend 18 years in jail after you're dead.
Right, but somehow people often get, you know, like multiple life sentences and things like that. So I think it's sort of just to ensure that hate crimes don't go unpunished.
Can I tell you about this story? I did some really stupid. Did something so stupid yesterday. I'm not making light of this story. I'm laughing at myself on how I read it. Axios sent out an update on this after the charges were filed. They sent out one of their breaking news updates, and so I clicked on it. And they had, as they do on Axios, a lot of bullet points, right? So this is what the story was, and these are the charges, and they had the charges in a category, and it said long faces, and then it had all of these charges, and I went, long faces. I'm like, who's being funny here? This is not even funny. Like, why long faces?
Oh.
I didn't get it. His name is Long.
Long
faces. And I sat there for about 10 minutes. Do you ever have those moments where you sit there for 10 minutes and you're just confused?
Huh?
I was like, why are they writing long faces? What does this mean? Then I realized it was his name.
I have a disorder that I cannot read hashtags correctly, so I will always find some. My brain
hashtag
just doesn't.
Hashtag disorder.
I have a hashtag disorder. Like, my brain will find something that is not exactly, like, totally not what it means to say. I'm the worst with that.
How do you do with license plates? Because sometimes that's also the case. For license plates, you're like, what?
Well, and that's why I feel like capitals are so important for hashtags.
Mm.
Right.
All right. So here's another one that adds to the conflict that I have and most of us have with the death penalty. I think there are times when it applies just because the crime is so vicious, so obvious. But here's a death row inmate in Arkansas. Lendell Lee was his name. He was executed 4 years ago. But there were some attorneys that kept on the case because his family said he didn't do what he was charged with doing. And as a result of their work, they've uncovered new DNA that belongs to somebody else, not Mr. Lee. The DNA was found on the handle of a club that was used in the murder of a lady named Deborah Reese. The evidence now, the DNA, belongs to somebody that nobody knows.
Not in the system.
No, not in the system. So Lee was sentenced to death in 1995. He was convicted of murdering this woman who was 26. He said, I didn't do it. He was executed in April of 2017. First execution there in Arkansas since 2005. The ACLU and the Innocent Project aimed they tested the DNA and fingerprints, run them through the national database. That hadn't been done before, apparently. The defense
asked for that,
and
they said no. So,
they
tried to wrap this up because another black man fitting his description was seen by a neighbor going into this woman's house, and that was enough. They didn't want to go and push for, let's make sure that we're not going to kill the wrong person. So, well, and it was a hung jury. That's another thing. It was a hung jury the first trial. Then he was found guilty at the second trial, and some other witness came forward and said, "Oh yeah, I saw him." And it's, you know, it's like, well,
how many times have you heard people say all black folks look alike? Come on. This is
a pretty big embarrassment, beyond embarrassment,
embarrassment.
For Arkansas. Well, for Arkansas and their justice system.
The hell out of Arkansas, and they get millions of dollars, and let that be a lesson, or is it? Does anybody, the people who have to pay for stuff like this are never the people who are guilty of the infringement. The people who fudged the DNA or who screwed this up are people that work for the city or the state. They don't have to pay for it. They aren't being sued personally. It's you and me.
It's like cops.
The taxpayer.
You know, they don't, cops, they don't pay for anything.
Unless you get something like a case that's, you know, even then you wonder whether Derek Chauvin ever will have to serve time because of how that situation was screwed up by the judge. Yeah, so there's no justice or very little of equal justice. I think that's an observation we can easily make. I can make it anyway. I won't speak for the rest of you, but I can easily make that. The justice system is like so many other things. Too many people in our country, too many laws. It's not cut. Nothing's ever cut and dried. It's not either black or white, and I don't mean that in terms of race. It just is, okay, are you guilty or not guilty? There's all kinds of things you can throw into the circumstances to cloud people's judgment. Now, this is an interesting anecdote on what has gone on. I think we've talked any number of times about my disdain for Wayne, what's his face, that used to run the NRA.
LaPierre.
LaPierre. Just a real bad guy, jerk, arrogant SOB. But then the people that were in the trenches, I've never made a secret of my fondness for Oliver North, as much as a lot of people thought he was a bad guy because of Iran-Contra. He and I were friends. He was on the same network as we are on now, Originating Network Radio America, like Gordon Liddy. I mean, there were all kinds of characters. I think I'm the only, not for now, but when you look back over the history of Radio America, there have been some real characters who have been on the air there, Liddy and North among them. And I have, frankly, had great friendships with both of them. I liked them both, frankly. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is that the National Rifle Association has filed for bankruptcy, and a judge says nothing doing, which I find very interesting because they have so much cash.
What was that ruling?
Huh?
What was that ruling from the judge? The judge said what?
The ruling was nothing doing.
What does that even mean?
Well, he didn't. That was me paraphrasing, no, you can't go bankrupt.
That was like a Huck Finn kind of thing, like assessment of the judge's ruling. Like, what? I don't even understand what you just said.
You got to speak Doug. Come on.
It's an old expression. Anyway, so LaPierre is no good.
Well, what the actual judge said was was that they're not allowed to file bankruptcy in New York because they weren't doing it for legitimate reasons. They were trying to do it to avoid the Attorney General in New York from charging them for mishandling the funds.
Yeah.
LaPierre and a lot of the executives
been stealing money for years, and that's why North. By the way, Ollie North was the president. LaPierre was the executive director, and Ollie North became the president. And Ollie North saw what was going on with LaPierre, and he said he started questioning and talking to members of the board and in public. And so LaPierre made sure to get rid of Oliver North. He was thrown out of the presidency, and somebody else that LaPierre could control became the president. And that's where all of this started, looking into what he's done, planes, women, you name it, he's done it. This is...
That seems like the theme over the last few years.
Yeah, but it's not about the NRA at all. The NRA is a very valuable and important tool, I think,
well,
for
so
a lot
much,
of folks.
I mean, I'm not a member or pro guns or anything, but but the problem, one of the other things that the judge uncovered here is that LaPierre didn't even tell the board of directors and didn't even tell the chief financial officer that not only was he planning on filing for bankruptcy, but he's also relocating the headquarters from New York to Texas. He didn't even tell anybody else. This was just such a blatant... I mean, he's stealing funds.
He's no good. And he's just
And then he tried to make a big lump sum payment last year, which kind of went under the radar because of COVID. But he tried to pay back the organization with like $150,000 or whatever, and it's not enough. He's apparently taken more
millions.
Than that.
Millions. Yeah. Okay, so there's something inspirational for us to think about. It's 45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only drumstick blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ soft serve, and blue sky bliss. Or maybe you get the brownie batter blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
47 past on the DJV program. All right, so let's see. What's going on behind the scenes? Victoria's making fun of me because I don't know how to use certain technology. Jay tried to help me make an Uber reservation, and that fell flat. So Jennifer says, no, don't use Uber, use ExecuCar. Okay, so we're now in the process of booking me a trip. I tried to do it during one of the commercial breaks, and I got to the point where I identified going into George Bush Airport and the time I'm getting in on Friday night.
How far is Houston from Webster?
About 45 minutes.
Okay, that's why it's expensive. Yeah, this is not just your typical airport drop-off.
Well, how much is it going to cost me?
$138 bucks.
That's not bad at all. I can't get to Newark Airport for less than $150, and I'm only like half an hour away.
Right. You can't ride from Framingham to Boston, and it's 26 miles due east into the airport without it costing $100.
Yeah. Nice. Right, well, do you want curbside pickup or meet and greet? What do you want? Curbside pickup or meet and greet?
Well, meet and greet's more expensive, isn't it?
$158 for meet and greet.
And how much is it without the meet and greet?
$20
to have somebody come here with a sign that has my name on it?
Uh-huh. Well, because they get your luggage for you and stuff, but you don't really travel with luggage.
And then they go, Mr. Stephen.
So you want the premium sedan, curbside. Would you like a premium SUV? That's $168. You just want the sedan.
No. I just want a car with wheels on it that will get me from the airport.
Let him rent the Fred Flintstone car. It'll be fine.
Give me one of those. Is there an electric car like they used to deliver Domino's? Maybe I can get one of those.
No, we want something that works.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So that's the...
I laughed at the no return trip because you're driving a truck home or something. Is that what you said?
Okay. Yes, right. I found a truck that I need to have, and it was only there, so that's why I'm going down there. It's 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Laura Banks, actress, activist, and astrologer, is here with us to take a quick... you can't say take a look on the radio because there's nothing to see on the radio. But to examine, if you will, what the influences are of the stars. There's a new moon. Mercury's going back into retrograde. Ooh la la. Isn't that exciting? So how do we know whether Mercury will be... It was pretty severe in January. I think that was the last time we were in retrograde. It was not a pleasant time. But there are times when I've experienced retrograde. It was pretty positive. How do you view this one? What do you think, Laura?
Well, you know, I think retrogrades are the hot topic astrologically. For many years, it was just what's your sun sign, and we've moved on to at least understanding retrogrades. I'm not someone that really feels they're as big a deal, because when it does go retrograde, we are intentionally focused on regrouping. And I really believe in regrouping. The story for me really lives inside this Jupiter going into Pisces, Doug, on May 13th, and it's going to spend most of 2022 in Jupiter. And this is what's interesting. We draw energies toward us in the language we speak. Words have deeds and action inside of them. So Jupiter in Pisces is the all-knowing, the all-understanding, the compassionate. But they're also the sign of good luck and good fortune. And I was thinking about that this morning, going, well, how do those connect? And I'm thinking, when you're really out of your head, my life's not going well. Why don't I have a girlfriend? Why don't I have a boyfriend? And you're out in the world of other people's worlds, and you're thinking about them, and you're really concerned about them. Karma comes in. Good fortune comes to you. Good luck comes to you, which is a Pisces quality. With Jupiter is the sign of good luck in the house, in the sign. So Jupiter Pisces is a double good luck. So we're looking at being aware of who you're talking to. How could I help them? And in that moment of getting out of your own head into someone else's, somehow Kismet steps in and aligns you with law of attraction on who you're here meant to be speaking to have the next thing happen. That just happened to me. I really believe in this. We need to be outside of our own heads, all consumed and worrying. I was with a girlfriend yesterday. All she was like moping and complaining, and her life is miserable, and it's going to keep looking that way, right, Doug? Because all she does is complain.
Right. If you're, and we all know people like this. And frankly, it makes them sick, literally. I was talking about that with somebody on Your Hidden Power, the program that I do that you participate in. The idea that spirit, mind, and body are connected is one of the truisms, and you can see it in people who are angry and nasty.
Oh.
They get sick and they die. And,
they die or they linger in some horrible place forever. But we've got the new moon in Taurus, which happened on the 11th of May, really funneling through this whole thing of self-worth, simplifying your life, noticing that there are possessions and you have concerns about money. But really, what does that and how does that really fit into my sense of self? Taurus is a very also nurturing sign. So combined with Pisces, now more than ever, we want to look at being compassionate with ourselves, dropping down and listening to our inner guidance, not the nagging, whining, complaining, gossiping voice, but the drop down into that place of deep down, I'm going to turn right here, I'm going to turn left here, I'm going to talk to this person.
Instinct.
And there are all kinds of miracles.
Yeah, instincts, as much as anything else. I find myself every once in a while, is this really true when you're driving along at the old Yogi Berra, when you see a fork in the road, take it? I used to sort of, now I'm going to go this way because it's better. And then I keep listening to myself say, no, go to the next exit. Don't get off at this one. And you can easily poo-poo. Oh, no, that's not really true. Even somebody like me that believes.
The world is polarity, black, white, right, wrong, and the planets and the signs and the houses all are built on a polarity. What does that mean? That means a fork in the road. So while there is a faded quality to what we're up to, there are these willful moments where we make very specific choices, and they're the little ones and the big ones. But we're all coming out of hibernation right now. We're getting in our bodies. We're feeling good. We're experiencing this revival of ourselves and our careers and relationships, hopefully, in spring. And now there is this time now to feel connected to ourselves and to others in a way. You're going to be on this roller coaster, right? You know the track. You go up and down. You go up and down. There is a track. But when those moments where the noise and the madness stops, let yourself take a breath. Let yourself be kind to yourself. Don't make yourself wrong.
You know, I say the rearview mirror is small for a reason, but you got to move on, and maybe it's coming to grips with your past. That's part of what you can do in the good times, astrologically speaking. Check out what your life is all about. Get a great reading from Laura at StarGalNetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.